Chapter 6. While Elizabeth was concentrating her attention on Mr. Bingley with her sister, she did not notice that she had attracted the attention of his friend. At first, Mr. Darcy was cold and critical in his opinion of her, but he soon began to notice the intelligence in her beautiful dark eyes. Although it was not fashionable in high society, he also admired her playful manners. Elizabeth was perfectly unaware of this, and remembered only the unkind comments he had made about her at the ball. She met him again at a party held by Sir William Lucas, Charlotte's father. Sir William approached Mr. Darcy.
"Isn't dancing such charming amusement?"
"Every savage can dance," retorted Mr. Darcy. Sir William only smiled, and then called out to Elizabeth, who was passing near them.
"Surely you cannot refuse to dance with such a beauty, Mr. Darcy?"
However, Elizabeth drew back. "Sir, it is not my intention to dance. Please do not think I came this way to find a partner," she responded. Mr. Darcy used his best manners to ask Elizabeth for a dance, but once again she refused and turned away. Miss Bingley then came to talk to Mr. Darcy.
"I can guess what you are thinking, and I agree with you. Is this not an utter waste of time? Such boring people."
"You are totally wrong," replied Darcy. "I was actually thinking that a fine pair of eyes in the face of a pretty woman can give a man great pleasure."
"And what lady has inspired such thoughts?" inquired Miss Bingley.
"Miss Elizabeth Bennet."
"I'm astonished. How long has she been such a favourite? And when are you to marry?"
"You are a typical woman, immediately thinking of matrimony," answered Darcy.
Chapter 7. Mr. Bennet owned only a small estate named Longbourn, and because he had no sons, when he died, this estate would not be inherited by his daughters, but by a distant male relative named Collins. His wife and Sir William repeated him. Afterwards, Lady Catherine delivered her opinion on every subject without interruption, in a manner which did not encourage disagreement. She then began to ask Elizabeth several personal questions about her family, and although Elizabeth thought the questions rude, she answered calmly and politely.
"Are any of your younger sisters out, Miss Bennet?" she inquired.
"Yes, all of them," replied Elizabeth.
"All five at once? The younger out before the older are married? Very odd."
"I think it would be unfair on them if they were not."
"You give your opinion very strongly for so young a person," exclaimed Lady Catherine.
Later they played cards, during which Elizabeth found the conversation boring. But when she was asked her opinion of the evening later by Mr. Collins, she hid her true feelings and gave a favourable account of it for Charlotte's sake.
Chapter 7. Sir William stayed only a week at Hunsford, but was satisfied with what he saw there, whilst Elizabeth and Maria stayed longer. Elizabeth spent time with Charlotte, or while the others were making their frequent visits to Rosings to see Lady Catherine, she went for walks in the country. Easter was approaching, and Elizabeth had heard that Mr. Darcy was soon to arrive at Rosings. He came with a cousin of his, Colonel Fitzwilliam, and they visited Hunsford. Colonel Fitzwilliam was about 30, not handsome, but in his manners a true gentleman. He talked politely and pleasantly, but his cousin Darcy was silent for a long time. Eventually, he asked Elizabeth about her family's health. Elizabeth replied that they were fine, and added that Jane had been in London for the last 3 months. Darcy looked a little confused and said no more.